Bill Yates comes from the lower 48, where he was in private security for the last few years down in San Diego, California. He's originally from Ohio, so he says he's ready for our cold winters here in Alaska.
And what's his background coming into this very unique law enforcement position?
So growing up with a military family and moving around a lot, he just decided that he wanted to go into law enforcement so he could serve the community. And when he was of age, he went through an academy in California and became a peace officer there and served so far just as a private security guard.
Is Bill Yates the only law enforcement officer currently on the ground in Manicotic?
He is.
Okay. And this year, VPSOs should be allowed to train for and carry a firearm, and that's in large part due to the killing of an unarmed VPSO, Tom Mandol, in Manicotic 2 years ago now, or in 2013. Have you heard if this is an option the new VPSO, Mr. Yates, intends to use?
I believe it is, and he says that with his previous peace officer training in California, he's already gone through an academy where he did learn to carry a firearm and has carried in the past, and he's going to be going to Sitka for another 15 weeks of training here with our state troopers, and will be prepared to carry when he comes back.
Joanne, thank you very much.
Thank you.